Lesson 14. Eye in the Sky. Ever since Galileo constructed the first telescope in 1609 and used it to find four moons orbiting Jupiter, astronomers have been discovering more and more celestial bodies through the use of increasingly powerful instruments. Moons around Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, the composition of the Sun, and other stars and other galaxies have all been detected through telescopes. In 1977, the National Air and Space Administration, NASA, began work on the Hubble Space Telescope, HST, a telescope that far outperformed any other in existence. As the work proceeded, costs began to exceed the original estimates, and problems proliferated. NASA, under pressure to complete the project quickly, began to cut corners. The HST was completed and placed into Earth's orbit by the crew of the Space Shuttle Discovery in 1990. In general, the images transmitted by Earth-bound telescopes are blurred as a result of distortion caused by the atmosphere. Located 365 miles above Earth, the HST would have the advantage of recording images outside of the atmosphere. Even under optimum conditions, the best telescopes would seem antiquated compared to the HST, which would transmit much clearer and crisper images. But soon after the HST was launched, astronomers realized that it was seriously flawed. In their haste to complete the project, NASA had been remiss in the manufacture of the telescope. It turned out that the primary mirror was the wrong shape. Its edges were too flat by 1/50th of the thickness of a human hair. Because of this error, the images recorded by the HST were fuzzy and out of focus. NASA was pilloried by the press as well as by members of Congress, who were responsible for dispersing money to NASA. Barbara Mikulski, head of the Senate committee that funds NASA, called the HST a techno-turkey. To make matters worse, NASA endured another failure when it was unable to launch its probe to Mars as scheduled. This was a critical juncture for the space program. It needed to improve its success rate or lose the funding it needed to secure its future. The problem with the HST proved to be intractable, but not insurmountable. The astronauts assigned to fix the HST went through more thorough practice sessions than those required for a typical space mission. Their preparation included twice as much underwater training and the first virtual reality simulation training. Finally, in 1993, NASA sent the crew of seven astronauts aboard the shuttle Endeavour to repair the aberration in the HST's optical system. Fortunately for NASA, the mission was a success. Within weeks after the repair mission, NASA astronomers realized that the HST's optical system was even better than originally planned. The HST could see objects 10 billion light-years away. 1 light-year is equal to about 10 trillion miles. The HST was so powerful and precise that it could detect the light from a firefly 8,500 miles away. Photographs of remarkable clarity were juxtaposed with fuzzy ones taken earlier of the same regions in space. Mikulski, encouraged by the improvements, declared, "The trouble with Hubble is over. NASA has the right stuff." One of the HST's greatest contributions to the field of astronomy is that it can transmit clearer images of celestial bodies and phenomena from a greater distance than Earth-bound telescopes can. One of the first phenomena recorded by the HST was a black hole. By definition, black holes are invisible because they have tremendously strong gravitational forces that suck in everything near them, including light. But the HST helped scientists detect this black hole because the telescope recorded the powerful effects that the black hole was having on other celestial matter. When astronomers observed images of galaxy M87, they noted a maelstrom of gases whirling at 1.2 million miles per hour. They surmised that these gases were being pulled by the titanic gravitational forces of a black hole. Astronomers can now say with absolute certitude that there is a black hole at the center of M87 that has as much matter as 3 billion suns, but is no larger than our solar system.